What's up and welcome to another episode of the Invincibly Broken Podcast. My name is Orlando and joined always with my boy, the man, the myth, the legend, the man who's been in the friend zone more times than anybody can count, Julian. Julian, say hello.
That sounds so familiar.
It does.
What's going on, everybody?
Deja vu?
It's like deja vu. Yeah.
Like it happened a second ago? I don't know. Or maybe you've heard me say it 365 times.
Yeah. Or like Angie said, it was a commercial break.
It was a commercial break. It was a little snippet. It was a word from our sponsors, which was nothing because we don't have any yet.
We don't have any.
So how you been, Julian?
By the way, if you're out there and you're willing to sponsor.
Yeah, please.
And you're just saying.
Shoot us a DM me, Invincibly_Orlando. I'd be more than happy to negotiate terms. But anyway, so how you been, Julian? What's going on with you?
Not much, man. Just same old, same old.
Same thing, different day.
It feels like it was a blink when we did our last episode.
Yeah, it was only a few days ago, which is off our recording schedule. But, you know, we're good. I like it. I kind of, you know, I was a little nervous the first live episode, even though we've done live, but on other platforms. But it was our first IG, right? So I was, you know, it takes a little bit to warm up to see how everybody's feeling, but it was, just so you guys know, it was actually one of the most participated and viewed live streams that we've done. So either you guys are really starting to like us, or a lot of people joined just to watch us tank. But we didn't. We kicked ass. So boom. For all you haters out there, keep on hating.
Well, okay, you're not John Cena, bro.
No. No, but I can imagine. Okay. Anyway, so guys, so this week we are going to be talking about something that Julian and I have put together. You know, we're always trying to bring you some fresh new ideas and some fresh new content. So we decided to start talking about that guy, right? You all know that guy. It could be anybody, but I know you've always been like, hanging out with your friends, or maybe you're talking with your spouse or your coworkers, and you've started a sentence like that guy, right? So we're going to start shedding the light on that guy, and we're going to start talking a little bit about him. We have gotten some participation from you, the listeners, who would love to hear some of those that guy stories. You gave us some suggestions. But as you listen and you can think of anything that you want to throw our way to discuss about that guy, we'll be more than happy to take that under consideration and do it for you. So this week, we're going to talk about that guy. And we have an expert on the line, our own co-host, Julian. We're talking about that guy. You know him, the nice guy. Let's get some waves in the crowd if you're listening live. But so we're talking about that guy, the nice guy, right? And this is the guy that everybody knows, especially if you're a female, you know him as the guy that was the friend zone guy, the he's harmless guy, the oh, my mom loves him. I can never date him because he's like my brother. You know, that guy, that nice guy. And, you know, and the guy, from the guy's point of view, you always looked at that dude as the weak guy, no game, was too scared to take the first move. You know, that guy, from someone just shout out, AKA Barney. That's it. I like that one, Barney. I haven't heard that one before, but so we're going to talk about it, dissect the psyche of that guy from different multiple points of view. We have Julian that labels himself as the nice guy, myself in it, and you, the listeners. If anyone in there has a comment about the nice guy, please simply just write a comment out. We'll be more than happy to discuss it, discuss your comment a little bit. So, Julian, what is your expert analysis of the nice guy?
Well, I think I'll start off by saying I don't think I really labeled myself as the nice guy. I think it was more like tattooed myself
as nice guy. It was the tattoo, so like, the nice guy. My name is the nice guy right here. Heartless. Right here. Right next to your heart.
Yeah, right next to my heart.
Well, look, I mean John from the Man Alive podcast says that you're on his team. You're not alone. It was the story of his life.
Oh my God. So nice guy. I mean, oh my God, where to begin? It was a warm spring day. No.
It was at band camp. Oh my God. Anyway, all joking aside. So the nice guy.
So here's the thing. You know, my definition of the nice guy is, I mean, nice guy, you know, doesn't really like to get into confrontations, you know, things, you know, I like to think dependable.
This isn't a shameless plug for yourself, Julian. You're married now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. But believe it or not, I'm still
the nice guy.
The nice guy. Yeah. I feel like I'm starting to go into the married friend zone.
Anyway, so go ahead. So talk to me about being a nice guy, Julian. Let's talk about the good. What was the good that came out of you being the nice guy?
I have a good reputation of being a nice guy. That's about it. No, I mean,
well, there's got to be good at it, Julian. I mean, like, it can't be.
There is good. I mean, like, so from somebody from the outside looking in, a lot of people, you know, I did get quite a few saying, "Oh man, you know, you're Mackie. You're always around ladies. You're always around the girls." Back in high school, you know, yeah. I was the one and all that stuff, but. On the, you know, if you're from the inside looking out, I'm like, yeah, that's because I'm safe. I'm a safe space. I might as well be a hug puppy at that point because, you know, I'm just safe.
You wish you were the hug puppy.
Yeah, no, yeah, I wish, because I would have been more the most action I would have gotten throughout high school for the most part. But I don't know, man. I just kind of fell into that.
Let's clarify something, right? There's nothing wrong with being the nice guy, right? Like the nice guy. I mean, there's more nice guys out there than there are any of the other ones. It's always the bad ones that get the rep. But maybe I think we're clarifying, like, the nice guy wasn't so much as he wasn't a closer. He wasn't a finisher. You know what I mean? Like,
in some cases, he wasn't even a starter.
Jesus.
But the thing is, I mean, it just really depends on the context. Cause to me, like, nice guy, it could be, this is gonna sound so horrible.
But go ahead.
The hate mail is at info.
Just make sure they hit you up, not me.
Exactly. It's like the word Jew.
Okay.
Jew is the appropriate term to describe a group. But if you put just a little bit of stank on it, it's also a slur the same group.
All right, fair enough.
Okay, so you're like, you're a nice guy. Hey, you're a nice guy. But then you're like, oh, you're the nice guy, aren't you? You know, it's like, oh, thanks, you know, for demanlifying myself. That's a word that I just made up. But I mean, I honestly just kind of fell into that role. You know, growing up, you know, between my older brother and I, as we were growing, you know, he was the athletic. He was the ladies' man. He was the one with the confidence. I was not. You know, I was the chubby, you know, smart, you know, intelligent. You know, I liked playing video games and watching cartoons.
So you were the nerd.
You laugh when I say intelligent. I was the nerd.
The nerd.
Yes, I was the nerd.
The nerd. But it also brings, I think it also brings the light that you were raised properly also. I'm sure your parents had something to do with you being a nice guy.
We always raised to be gentlemen and things like that. Which is fine, but as a gentleman, I could still tell a young lady that she looks beautiful and still be gentlemanly about it. But I couldn't even do that. Because if when it came to talking to the opposite sex, when there's some sort of an interest involved, I fall apart. Now, if there's no like physical or emotional interest on my part, mainly because either I just was not
attracted to them?
Or because I knew out of my league and I could just kind of be in there, you know, as a friend, well, I was fine with that. I didn't mind taking on that role. Mm-hmm. But you know, my thing is, like to this day, I still don't know how I got women. I really don't.
I guess it was one of the, I mean, like it depends on the woman, right? Like it's interesting because, you know, from the outside looking in, we know how it is, right? Like you always had the girls always like the bad boy, the asshole, right? I don't know what women's inclination is to wanting a project or something they can fix, right? Like you were the nice guy. So you were in that conversation and, you know, I've heard those conversations. Oh, but he's good. Like, I just know that, you know, if I work with him, he's going to be better. Right. Like, I know you've heard that many a times, and I'm not saying all women, but a lot of you, there's always been that, that sex appeal to the biker leather jacket wearing dude. Like I'm going with like grease all the way on this analogy. Right. So, you know, you have this mystique and this danger around the bad guy, right? Like the anti nice guy, where it's more interesting and it's a mystery. And then you have the nice guy, who's this vanilla dude that, you know, doesn't necessarily mean that there's no mystery to him or anything like that, but maybe he wears his life more open, you know, like, hey, this is who I am. And, you know, maybe he's not as, I hate to use the word aggressive because I don't think that's the right word, but as upfront or willing to take chances, right? Like shoot a shot, like being like, you know, I'd like you, let's go out for pizza, right? Except that you would probably think that. And the word that came out of your mouth was, hi. And John from the Man of Life podcast, you know, makes a good point. He thinks a lot of women tend to romanticize the bad boy because of the movies and TV portrayals. That is spot on, right? And they do it with everything, right? So they do it in, you got action movies, romantic comedies, you got them in, even in horror movies, right? Because the vampires and the werewolves are becoming this mysterious evil thing that a woman is trying to control. Like you've seen that one scene, right, where like the wolf is like going raging, he's ripping everybody's head out and sucking blood out of their fucking jugular, but then the pretty girl comes and like puts her hand on his snout and all of a sudden he fucking calms down and stuff like that. That doesn't happen in real life, one, because werewolves are not real, but literally I don't even know what my point was for that, because I lost awesome. Myself.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Improve him, change him, you know, make him a better version of
thank
himself.
Thank you. Get him back to going, Jesus, becoming human. Right. You know, Angie said, no woman literally wants to change men all the time. Seriously, no movie, just DNA. So you're saying that it's built into your DNA, Angie, that you want the bad guy, or you want to change or be motherly? Is it like some instinctual type feeling? You might want to elaborate on that a little bit more.
Like a maternal thing?
Maternal? Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, so the nice guy, you know, and I think nowadays, right? I'm very far removed from those days of like meeting a lot of women and stuff like that. But I think nowadays, we kind of talked this on early episodes, that men seem to have slightly evolved in the last few years, becoming a little bit more in touch with their feelings and, you know, and talking about things that don't necessarily are not manly, right? Like talking about their mental health or, you know, or toxic masculinity, like some of these topics that have come out over the last couple of times, the things that we talked about here on this podcast. So I think nowadays I think it's a little more accepting to be a nice guy or be something that being somewhat safe. I don't know, like if you have any thoughts on that, Julian.
The teenage me is looking at, you know, 2019, 2020, 2021, especially when COVID hit and we had to remind ourselves, stay away from people. I was like, why couldn't I have been a teenager during this time? Because it would have been perfect for me. I'm antisocial and I'm a nice guy, yeah, which is a weird combination. Yeah. But, you know, I definitely agree with that. I mean, because of the fact that, you know, us growing up, you know, being like you said, like maybe not weak, but just maybe not that assertive. Maybe that's the word there.
Assertive. That yeah, that's for. The word I'm looking for.
Okay. Instead of being more assertive, maybe in those days, you know, all your male friends would just maybe think that you want to suck a dick, but you know,
maybe
because you're not talking to, you know, but
hate mail.
I mean,
hate mail at invincibly underscore Julian, but go ahead.
But now it's a lot more widely acceptable, which I think is a great thing. Because, you know, we need, not to sound cliche or anything, but we need a lot of nice guys because years of, in my opinion, parents being, what's the word that I'm looking for, having been taking away their authority, you know, you can't spank a kid without getting the cops called on mm-hmm. you. We've been raising a bunch of assholes and a bunch of jerks and idiots. So being a nice guy is actually nice.
For a nice change. No, you're absolutely right. Change. Yeah. I think it also has a lot to do with the way social media plays roles now, right? Because there's a lot of bullying and a lot of bullshit on social media. So it's one of those things that, like, fucking these comments kill me. Just give them a dick and donuts and they want an asshole. They never want the nice guy. Should have changed for ass. Just pay bill. And she will give it up. That was a joke. But you know, anyway. So, you know, it's I think it has a lot to do with social media, right? Because now a lot of people get attacked on social media, right? So I think sometimes people have a tendency to pull back a little bit and want to seek out someone that's going to be a little more comforting than the constant bullshit that they see on social media.
Yeah, I mean, social media definitely has. I mean, just media in general. I mean, you know, we've talked about this before. I think just the evolution of just media, you know, from going from like a printed paper article that took days to, you know, TV to the internet, you know, dial-up internet to having this machine in our pocket that we could instantly grab. So everything's a lot more quicker. It's a lot more instant. There's a lot more instant gratification in that sense as far as being connected. But, yeah, I mean that those evolutions in the technological sense have, I think, helped evolve, at least from the male perspective, that to where we're at now. Which, yes, I have come on and have called this generation very soft, but mm-hmm. I've also complimented and saying that I think it has a lot of good things, like, you know, very in touch with their feelings, both male and female, and I think. You know, I think that's a plus because one of the things is, you know, back in, again, us growing up, a man, you know, his girlfriend cheats on him or dumps him. And, you know, he'll be like, I don't need that bitch. And then a week later, she's fucking floating headless going down the Hudson. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
He didn't have that outlet to talk to. So now I think that's keeping us from a lot of very bad scenarios.
So I'm going to share something with Julian because I know you think I am the opposite nice guy, right? Like the anti nice guy. Not that I'm not a nice guy, but like the friend zone.
I don't.
Nice guy.
Okay. So the biggest difference between you and I, mm-hmm. and I'll tell you right now, is you're a confident person. Mm-hmm. And I've always told you, you're a very confident person. If they say no, all right, cool. Move on. You know, keep it moving. I was not good handling rejection. I mean, you weren't an asshole.
No, but what I wanted to tell you is that I wasn't always like that. I learned from it, right? So so we'll go back. Like I used to find myself, I used to be very shy. And when I say shy, like I know a lot of people probably be like, you're a lying sack of shit. And I know it's hard to believe. But like in high school, I was shy. I was more shy to girls of the opposite sex. Like when it came to that whole, like, what do you do?
I'm right? So glad it's girls of the opposite sex, right? Because if girls you told me girls of the same sex,
it'd be really weird.
It'd be very weird.
So, you know, like it was, I'm like half brain dead at this time of night when we record. But, so, you know, it took me a lot. Like I used to get really aggravated because I would like really crush on a girl like hardcore and, you know, and then I thought I was doing everything right. And then when like I thought was the right time, which I'm sure you probably been in this situation where you thought like maybe you guys were watching a movie together or whatever, and you like try to hold her hand or you do the yawn in the movie theater, and then she's like, "Well, I'm just not that. I'm not. It's not like that. You're like a you're like a brother to me, right? And you're like, well, what the fuck?
Kiss
like
that.
Like, when did I miss the boat? Like, did I, like, I didn't get the memo. No, oh, I was going to say no one shot me an email, but back then it was more like a fax. But you didn't know, right?
I didn't get the page.
Right? But I literally fell into that zone a lot. You know, I still remember, like, my friends being like, yo, what's up with you and so-and-so? And I'm like, nah, we're just friends. Yeah, okay, friend. I'm like, no, for real, like friends. Like, I wish it wasn't for friends, but it's friends with a capital FRI, you know, like nothing. And, you know, and I used to get, my boys used to tease me all the time and give me shit and all that stuff. But I think, you know, I became more assertive. Honestly, you know what helped me out a lot? Maxim magazine. You remember that? I mean, it's still a publication, but do you remember when it first came out? Like, we're the same age, so like you remember that. They used to have like this like pickup line portion that was like a page or two long of like dudes talking about like stories and stuff like that. And this was I think around the time like those like books started coming out, like the Pickup Artist and stuff like that. And I remember reading these books and being like, I think these motherfuckers have. Like, I think these motherfuckers have a point, right? And I would read this shit and I'd be like, all right, well, you know, and a lot of it was like, if you got past the bullshit of a lot of this stuff, like, you literally would be, they're basically just saying like, hey, just start off with hello and then ask if you want to go out for a cup of coffee, right? And what's the worst that could happen? They tell you no and you move on to something else. So I think that was really like where I started changing. I became more assertive. Like, you know, I would meet somebody, I'd make them laugh, you know, and then like if I thought they were remotely interested, I'd be like, yo, so do you want to like, let me get your number or can I do this or whatever? You read Maxim for the stories, Orlando, really though. That and Alyssa Milano, because God, that woman, I would drag my nuts through glass any day of the week. Alyssa Milano, old school though. Like, you know, because I grew up with her. Like, Who's the Boss? And then around like 2008.
Charm.
Like 2000. Like Charm. Yeah, Charm. Like 2008, 2009, she went like another direction. She's still gorgeous, but I it's over between us. I would never, it just wouldn't. We're not compatible. We're not compatible.
No, it wouldn't work
out. It wouldn't work out at all. But, but you know, like I often tell, like even you, right? Like, you know, we've been friends for a long time and, you know, though you never took my advice. Not once, but you know, I'd always tell you like, bro, just what you say? Nah, no. So,
no. I said never.
Never.
But.
Yeah. But you never did. Like literally, like I, you know, we go out. I'm like, nah, she's looking at you. And you'd be like, no, whatever. But yeah, anyway, so, you know, I think it's just a matter of just getting out of your own comfort zone. I think that's with anything you do, right? Like I often tell people like, you know, it's no different than public speaking. Like you get nervous, you start to sweat a little bit, but once it's over, you're kind of glad that it's over. And then you kind of find out that it wasn't that bad. Like you did pretty good.
And see, that's the thing. I don't have a problem with public speaking, but I can't talk. See, and let's go back to a portion of the story. And don't leave us just yet, because I think she got bored. But, you know, you were talking about, oh, you know, put your hand on her, mm-hmm. do the yawn while you're watching a mm-hmm. movie. You got to that. I couldn't get past the hello. Okay? And then if you're talking about, hey, they started putting the books, you know, like the Pickup Artist and all that stuff. My section, they didn't have a section for me because they didn't have the For Dummies section yet. Because that would have been me, all right? Because I read Maxim, and I would, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. But my problem was, when it came down to the, actually, you know, the theory portion, I'm good. But the actual practical application, I fucking suck, and I get scared, and, like, I freeze, and I couldn't do that. So, I guess, you know, it was like, and so, even if so I, let me ask I you- got, and, oh, hold on a second, but my problem was also, my whole thing was, you know, going back to like the nice guy being in the friend zone, like even, okay, let's say I finally mustered up the courage to say something. I was so deep in the friend zone that they would just like rub my hair like that. And they're like, oh my God, Julian, I love you like a brother. And then I would go home and jerk off because like, oh, her wrist star smells good. That's the closest I'll ever get to touching a boobie. So, you know, that was my problem. So I can't.
Oh shit!
I couldn't, and a lot of people that are on this are watching. They knew me because they knew me from high school.
Wait, Angie said that you were also a project. I wonder what she means by that. We might have to get her on the show to find out what she means, project. But anyway, so let me ask you this though, since you're the nice guy,
You just put a stank on it. You just call me Jew.
So anyway, so the nice guy, right? I don't really think the nice guy is really nice, right? Because I know you, Julian, and you literally, I've seen you. Like, you are sometimes not, you're sarcastic. You're an asshole. You could be a smart ass. You mouth off. Like, you have no problem with you. Well, you don't like confrontation, but if you're backed into a corner, you have no problem with confrontation. And right. Mostly
it's not
with
because
other,
I can't.
Yeah,
it's
mostly
because I
with,
just don't like
it's
it.
Also, it's mostly with men, right? Because I've never, you're not someone that I would call a wuss by any stretch of the means. I know that you got my six any day of the week. So why do you think it's different from that personality that you have? That I know that you are not a little bitch. But then you see, a brown haired bombshell walk by, and all of a sudden you become this oozing mess of
pile of bitch,
pile of bitch. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. I mean, it's very simple because I've always been. That's a bad analogy. I was gonna say I'm like
more hate mail. No, tell me. Move on to
No. I was gonna say I'm like that Titanic because they compartmentalize so in case they got water.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm actually very good at compartmentalizing stuff. So, mm-hmm. You know, when it comes to like interactions, like, don't get me wrong, you know, there was a couple of times even at the club when some of these very annoying female customers, I'm like, nah. And I would talk to them like they were a dude. I wouldn't put my hands mm-hmm. on them, obviously, but I don't have a problem with that because she's just being a twat waffle. But the thing is, I don't know what it is, man. When it comes to like beautiful women, first of all, women, period, but beautiful women that I have that initial attraction, whether it be because physical or because I think they're funny or whatever, and I become interested, it's a whole different Julian. Then the asshole sarcastic Julian goes away, and then pile of bitch Julian comes out.
So do you think it's
not
like
comes
a-
out, he like waddles.
Hello. I find it interesting. Like, what, like, is it the rejection part of it?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes. It's absolutely 100% the rejection part of it.
Angie asked for an in-depth episode about your club days. We did episode about,
I think it's episode two.
Three maybe up in the club. Like, but we get to, maybe we could come up with little novellas. Of those days, cool. Right? Because we got stories. I don't know if the statute of limitation has passed on some of them, so we'll really have to dissect that. But good idea, Angie. But
watching somebody tased is fun.
It's fun.
Anyway,
everyone, it's therapeutic. Whoa, do you have the set malfunction back there?
Something fell.
that studio that you have over there with duct tape and bubblegum.
That's pretty much it.
A little more in-depth sequel is what Angie's looking for. We could work on that, Angie. We'll work on that. Oh, I think it's a good. I think that's a good idea.
That was one of my favorite episodes. Anyway.
So it's all rejection. It was all about the rejection for you. Like literally, like you did not want anyone to tell you no. Like, were you scared? Was it scary or?
I had a bad. So I think it was right around. I think it was middle school mm-hmm. when I really liked this girl, and I finally got up. Enough nerve mm-hmm. to write her a note.
You said middle school, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure this wasn't like 1999
or
2003.
Three years ago.
Yeah. This is how I met my wife. Circle yes.
I have really good penmanship. Check mark. And not only did she say no, but like crumpled the note, threw it at me. I was like, no way, dude.
Really?
So it was bad.
You should have punched that bitch in the throat. Kidding. It was a joke. You should not do that. It's bad.
Damn.
She broke your heart?
That affected me. No.
Do you think
it wasn't that she broke my heart?
It crushed your ego.
It was just, it was the ego. It was more of the ego portion. Because after that, I was like, God damn, she's a bitch. And I moved on. But I was like, man, that's fucked up.
So somebody
really liked her, but I was like, yeah.
So somebody asked, like, are you afraid of being rejected because of vulnerability? Do you think it's because I guess you just answered the question, right? Because you had this situation that do you think that carried on with you? Like, as
I don't know. I don't know if I would say it carried on with me.
Mm-hmm.
I held on to it and I carried
it. Gotcha.
Like it wasn't like, oh, you know. Yeah, it was something that I just, for whatever reason, I just gravitated to and I grabbed onto it. And I was like, I'm not going to let myself go through this again. And yeah, I mean, it hurt me a lot because there was a lot of, you know, now switching to high school and even later on in adulthood, there was a few females that I was so interested in, but I didn't say anything. And it wasn't until way later that I found out that they were into me too, but I just didn't make a move.
Yeah, that's funny. So Julian, Angie,
it's not funny at all.
Yeah, it is a little. So Angie called you out and said that you were guilty of liking the bad girl in school.
There's a few.
So you were like into the, where is it? Like, are we talking like the clueless chicks, like the ones that are like hyper popular, or were like really bad, like they wore leather and gothic? Because I can see you going both ways.
Can we please
gothic,
say that?
Gothic and clueless.
I wasn't very picky. there were, and here's the thing. Also, when it came to high school, I think outside of the group that I hung out with, which was the ROTC kids, because mm-hmm. that's all we did was hang around each other. I think outside of that group of the girlfriends that I did have in high school, maybe I had one that was not in ROTC.
Got it. So you were like clicking,
that's where
you were like clicking it up over there.
Ish.
But I can see that, like, right? Like, so, I mean, I have, you know, I remember one particular girl from high school that I was super interested in and it never went anywhere. And then when I did, like, confess my undying love for her, she like literally was like, yeah, I don't feel that way, you know what I'm saying? So but like when you get those rejections, it's no different than like a bad breakup, right? Like if you go through a bad breakup, like you kind of have those scars, right? Like you always remember all those that the bad, right? Like, you know, like even if like, let's say like it was a blissful relationship for like a year and everything was great and everything, and then you just fell apart. But like, you don't ever necessarily remember all the good shit. You just remember all the bad stuff that happened towards the tail end of it. And that's what really throws you for a loop, right? Because you're like, everything was going great. What happened? It fucks with your self-esteem, makes you think that maybe it was you that did something wrong. You know, then you kind of go into the next relationship trying to change, right? So maybe, you know, when you were younger, after this girl crumpled up your note, you were like, well, maybe I wasn't nice enough to her or whatever the case may be. Maybe I need to, you know, play the long game. I mean, like, I know that at middle school, you're not really understanding what I don't think anybody really at any age really understands the game. But, you know, like, you're trying to lengthen it out, or like you're trying to get to know them, or you're trying to show them that you're not a scumbag, you know. And I think a lot of it has to do with values, right? Like how you were raised, because I'm sure your mom is like my mom. You treat women like gold with respect. You know, you don't hit women. You don't talk down to them. You open doors, you know, all those type of things. So like you instill those things that you grew up with into the people that you're around, whether it's a guy or girl, whoever, an adult, whatever. You always have those values, and you know, you just think that that's the right thing to do. But then when it backfires, you're like, oh, what the fuck? What happened? You know.
All those years at the academy. No, and it's true because, you know, one of the things that my mom, you know, absolutely. One of the things that my mom always said is that you never hit a woman, even if it's with the petal of a rose. So that's one of the things that, you know, she instilled on us. But Angie, let me rephrase. I was into, oh yeah, because she said not that I was into the bad ones, but maybe ones that were bad for me. So
they were, yes, still bad.
Absolutely.
Bad is bad.
But, and I'm going to explain how that was. I think back in high school, I think I was like relationship colorblind because all I saw was green flags.
That's so funny. So let's talk a little bit more about the nice guy thing, right? So okay. So you meet a girl.
And actually, hold on a second. And even you brought up a point as far as like what happened with one relationship bringing on to the next one. That's exactly what happened with me in my multiple divorces. I was like, oh, did I do something? You know, let me. Yeah.
So let's talk about. So let's talk about, like, you meet a girl, right? Let's fast forward. Let's not talk about high school anymore. Like, you're a man, right? Whatever is defined you as a man, but you're man-ish.
Yeah.
Right. So you, man-ish. Where do you think it went wrong? Right. Like where do you think it goes wrong or astray? Like, you meet a girl, right? Obviously you're gonna hang out with them, right? Is it because right away you were like inviting them into a group setting? Y'all, me and my boys and my friends are going here. Do you want to come? Right? Because that's a safe bet. Like, if you want to meet someone so they don't think you're a creeper, right? At least that's, you know, my the way I did it. Like, or do you think it was you never took the opportunity to ask to be alone, or, you know, let's go to the movies or something a little more intimate? What do you think? Like, do you think like there was like a turning point? Like, it didn't, like, from the beginning, I mean, like.
I honestly, I never took my shot.
So what's the shot? Like from actually, Jump Street?
Like, no. Like, make.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to a point where you have a relationship. Platonic, but you have a relationship. Right. So you did what a lot of people who are chicken shits couldn't do, right? Like, I'm trying to throw you some bones here because you're a friendly guy. You have no problem talking to people, regardless of if they're pretty or not. But like, how the fuck have you been married so many times? You didn't beat him with a club and drag him into your house and make him sign marriage certificate. But, you know, like, how something had to go wrong, because like, you're getting there, like, you start talking, you're bullshitting. Like, we worked in a club together. Like, all the bartenders loved you. It might have been the friend zone, but they liked Julian, right? And, you know, you were always like in the center of attention. You joked around. Everybody always was asking us to hang out. Like, oh, tell Julian. Like, if someone said, hey, we're having a party, make sure you tell Julian to come. It wasn't like they were like, oh, you got to bring fucking Julian along, or your tag team buddy, or whatever the fuck they would say. That's a horrible thing to say. You are not my tag team buddy. But like, so Cynthia thinks that you were oblivious. And it has to be spelled out to you. So,
and honestly, we've actually had this conversation too, because on many occasions, as an adult, talking 23, 24 year olds, us hanging out, we would go to like Gator's Dockside, and the very attractive server brings you your scooter wings and my lemon pepper.
I remember her.
And yeah, and she's being flirtatious. I'm thinking it's a conversation. So I have a conversation, and then you're like, yo, she was mad flirting with you. I'm like, no, she wasn't, man. She was just having a conversation. Nah, so yes.
I remember her.
Very oblivious. Yeah. I'm like, fucking shields up.
So you even have one of those Crush moments, like, where you think you're not in the friend zone, and like, she invites you over, like, for to watch like a movie or something, and you're like, yeah, it's getting high. And then all of a sudden, like, you get there, and then it's like a super
there's
awkward
a whole bunch of people. She introduces me to the boyfriend. Yeah. Fuck, it happened.
Oh, Julian, you got married too young.
I did.
Oh my god. So
slides in as a friend. No, Angie, my game was I had no game whatsoever. Yeah,
he didn't even have
I played the slow dice game. I frustrated them. I frustrated them to make the first move. Then I'm like, so we cool now, huh? Right? All right, cool.
So, all right. So I know how you met your first wife, right? Right? Or second. This is your second? Second wife?
Second.
Second. I know how you met your second wife, right? And that was like all the stars aligning for you because you were in a fucking major metropolitan area and you just so happened to meet the only woman who was deaf and signed and you knew sign language. So like it was like kismet. It was meant to happen, right? Like unless she hit you in the face where both legs spread open and like you couldn't get any more luckier. So let's talk about wife number three and wife three and wife one, or anyone, any girlfriend, please. Like, how did you get out of that friend zone? Like, where did it change? Like, where were you like, all right, I'm going to touch your boob. Let's do this.
Okay. So wife number one,
sounds stupid when you sign. Oh shit. Oh my god. Oh. And Angie, actually you can absolutely sound stupid when you sign. But anyway, trust us. So go ahead, Julian, answer my question.
All right, so wife number one, I met her, we worked together.
Okay.
When I used to work.
Like it was like company policy for her to date you?
What the fuck?
Well, what was it, bro? Be a little, give us some of the meat and potatoes, son.
Meat and potatoes is that we worked together for a number of years. We saw each other on, you know, like every day. And then one day I just kind of finally, I felt, okay, maybe I, you know, should take this shot. You know, I asked her if she was doing something. No, I'm busy. And I was like, oh. And then, you know, we became friends. Mm-hmm. And then one day I just like, I finally nutted up and spoke my mind, got shot down. She said, no, I really like you as a friend, but I really don't want a relationship. So I was like, ow. But then she came around.
She came around? Like she just all of a sudden. She came around. One day you were sitting home, like in your boxers, like watching reruns of Magnum PI, and she called you and was like, hey, I changed my mind. Let's get married.
Well, I think. Jumped to the marriage thing, but then we started dating. Actually, she invited me.
But what happened, Julian? What happened? Did you guys get just completely shit faced? And she's like, "Fuck it, this guy seems like an obvious choice."
No, she actually started inviting me to go out, but as friends.
Okay.
And then when we finally actually started like a romantic relationship, she actually invited me to spend New Year's Eve with her family.
So then you like knew you were dating? I think you're missing my question.
I don't know what the fuck happened. She just came around, all right? All right, which came first, the chicken or the egg? You don't fucking know, all right?
It just happened. I guess in your situation, you didn't give a fuck. You're like, okay, she likes me.
Yeah.
This is the exhaustion factor he mentioned. you just wore them into submission. He's like, he's so nice that fuck it. He's like part of the furniture now. I gotta date him. Oh god, I can't. Oh damn, Julian. Oh man, we should have had a woman on the show to get perspective of the nice guy also, because we're just a couple of dudes. But anyway, so I think it's so what have you learned? Like, if you can go back in time, right now we're gonna take 40 something year old Julian and stick him in 18 hormonally raging Julian's body, what do you do different? Maybe there's one that got away.
It's, oh my god. It's not who do I do different, it's who do I do. I honestly, take your shot. I mean,
it's easy.
Really. I mean, just what's the worst thing to say? No? All right, cool.
So let me ask you a question. So have you ever been like out and like a woman's like been like uberly aggressive, like, but like, yes, with you, and what did you do?
Oh yeah,
did you like? Did you run for the hill?
I went along with it. Nope, I went along with it.
Okay. Okay. So you weren't afraid if they initiated.
No, I'm not afraid.
Well, I'm not saying that you're, not afraid. You had like a bushel of children. Like, you're not, once the opposite sex, like took down that barrier, you're like, game on, we're good. We're all right.
Yes.
Got it.
Correct.
Got it. That sounds very.
And my whole investigative journalism portion was trying to find out whether she was interested or not. And unfortunately, it took a while.
Yeah, well, you
in
know,
most cases.
Shit happens.
And in many cases, the exhaustion factor and the frustration led them to be like, dude, that shit dries up a vagina quicker than a dry fan, okay? than a hot fan. And they move on, or, oh, I'm dating somebody now. And I'm like, oh, shit. All right.
Yeah, that sucks when they introduce you to the boyfriend. I really want you to meet my boyfriend since you're such a good friend of mine. You're like, whoa, pump the fucking brakes.
No, and then
your boyfriend.
Nope, and then I sat there and I took it. I'm like,
nice guy. Yeah. What's his name? Chad. Wow, let's go meet Chad. Come on. Actually, tell him to come over. I'll barbecue for Chad.
Bring Connor. Bring on Skyler. We'll have pancakes. We'll have
pancakes. Oh, man. I got extra tickets to the game.
I got 2 tickets to the game. I figured I really don't want to go. Here you go.
Yeah, fuck that. I'd rip it in front of her face. Man. Fuck you. Okay. But poor Julia. Oh man. But dude, I feel your pain.
Hasn't changed.
Because it's happened to me plenty of times.
33 it happened to 33-year-old Julian. Wife number 3 was the one that made the first move. I wore her down too.
This is exhausting, Julian. Can we just get this over with?
Just get naked, dude. Come on. Let's go.
Take clothes off. Take clothes. Oh man. Anyway, so now that we've had a whole hour of learning about the nice guy and particularly learning about you, Julian, I think it's a good stopping point. I don't know how much more you can possibly take. And
I'm being nice about it, though.
Yeah, you are. Your friends seem to be throwing some daggers at you. But
you know what? I probably deserved it. So
I don't think so, bro. I think I've always told you from 20 years back that I think you undervalue yourself and you should have just shot a lot of your shots in another life. Julian,
but I did it.
But you did it. So, Anyway.
But I did it.
So for all you who are listening to us live or listening to the podcast, if any of you guys have any ideas for the next series of the That Guy series, or if there's that guy that you want us to talk about, let us know. Or if you want to join us in having a conversation about one of these guys, we'll be more than happy to have you on the show. You can simply shoot me and Julian a DM or shoot us a message or email us, whichever way you want to get a hold of us. We're open and listening to it. So again, if you're listening,
you can all send me an iMessage now because I joined the iPhone.
Oh, community. He has an iPhone now. You guys can send him an iMessage. So, yeah. He has his AirPods in. He's super fancy. We're getting him technically taken care of. So please, if you get an opportunity, like and share this live broadcast or make sure that you go onto anywhere that you listen to podcasts, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, iHeartRadio. We're on all the platforms. Pick one, pick 3, give us a search. Subscribe and like us. Leave us a review if you be so inclined. We really appreciate everything that you guys do. We do these for you guys, so we really appreciate it. If you want to continue to follow the Invincibly Broken crew, you can go to our website at www.invinciblybroken.com, or you can simply search the Invincibly Broken podcast on Facebook and Instagram to follow us there. If you want to follow me personally, you can follow me at Invincibly_Orlando right here on IG. Just hit the follow button somewhere over here.
And you can follow me personally at _InvinciblyJulian.
Absolutely. Guys,
it's Invincibly_Julian.
Jesus. Wow, man, that's the
can't
first.
Even do that,
I
right?
I know, man. It's because it's just too much, man. Too much.
These, I know. I got two women fighting over me. They're like, "No, you keep them. No, you keep them. You keep."
And that's the first time that ever has happened in Julian's life. Because we have one, two judges that have signed the paper for someone else for you to keep yourself. Anyway, so the next series of the That Guy series is going to be talking about the anti-nice guy, the asshole, the bad boy. So stay tuned. I think that'll be next week. I don't think we have any guests coming up over the next few days, but be on the lookout. The episode drops in the podcast anywhere between 24 to 40 hours from today. Check us out. Till next time. Ciao. Peace. Hasta luego. I still love you, Julian. If I was a woman, I would have thrown it all at you. I would have been the aggressive one.
Really?
I would have.
You'd have been my oat bag.
Yep. Right. Just lay it all out on the table for you.
Nice.
Even though you're not my type because you have a receding hairline.
That's racist.
All receding hairlines are the same. Lives matter. All that's receding racist. Lives matter.
All receding headline.
That's headlines a punchline. That's not racist. Big difference. Big difference. We're gonna let's stop because this is the part of the podcast that nobody gets to listen to. Though I edit out.
Yeah, and we're just looking at each other awkwardly.
Awkward moment. Angie, you think it's awkward, but this is comedy gold. One day I'll release the outtakes for everyone to listen to. One day. See you later.